As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
All right, a lot going on here today, including life advice with the hammer, which will be around 9:15. What do you need help with? Facebook, Twitter, and the text line. 3 ways you can get to James to get to me.
I know something you need help with.
What's that?
The last word.
Yeah, the last word. Exactly. All right. So, yeah, good call. So let me give you something that I think we all as Phillies fans need help with, and that's Jordan Romano. Now, I'm going to make a comparison right now that I've never thought about with a pro athlete, but I did think about yesterday. And I don't know. You know, I'm going to start talking about looks and maybe
you're
this
crossing
is,
it weird?
Well, I might be crossing it inappropriately, but I'm going to say it anyway. Watching Jordan Romano pitch reminds me of watching a teenager who has angst. He looks not confident. Like, you know when you talk, John, to a teenager, or you just observe a teenager and you can tell.
I would think if he's angsty, he's got confidence and he's convicted in his approach, you know, like he.
But this guy's not. Like here's the comp I'm trying
he's
to
got,
make.
Sorry, he's got conviction. Yeah, I can't believe I said that.
Here's what I'm trying to express. So sometimes in life you interact with a teenager and you can tell the teenager has not yet gained confidence in life and can be uncomfortable in a situation. And look, we've all been through it. I'm not saying I haven't. This is not casting
aspersions.
Yeah. Like that's what I see when I see Romano.
Uncomfortable in his own shoes.
That's like what a teenager
like
is.
Like a teen who's, yeah, you're right.
Like their face is broken out and they're not confident.
Oh my gosh, who thinks that everyone's staring at the big zit in the middle of their forehead, but they're really not. But he's got that.
Yeah, but they really are.
He's got that.
Yeah, right. I mean, let's be real.
Like he's got the teen insecurity.
That's what I'm trying to express.
Yeah.
That's what I see when I see Romano pitch. I see teen insecurity.
Oh my gosh, are they looking at what I'm wearing?
Yeah,
oh
I'm not good enough.
I'm wearing the same thing as Bob.
Because it's all rooted in I'm not good enough. That's the way the teenager feels. I'm not good enough to talk to that girl. I'm not good enough to talk to that guy. I'm not confident enough to enter that adult conversation.
Oh my gosh, my haircut looks so terrible. Yeah. No one really notices it.
James, is that an okay comp? Or That's what
weird.
I sense.
I get it. I get what you're saying.
Because he looks so
picking up what you're putting
uncomfident.
I get it. Yeah.
He feels sort of panicky.
Well, that's so for what it's worth,
he's his eyes.
For what it's worth, he always like the weird like motions and all that. That's the way he pitched in Toronto. Like he is when he was successful, he did the weird foot thing where he does the foot stamp.
That
like so for I'm just letting you know that is the way he's always pitched. But I do agree he does look doesn't look confident. There's
no doubt. All right, let's go. Actually, real quick, before we go to the phones, Walter Nolan's name came up. I want to play some audio of Ross Tucker recently talking about Walter Nolan, who certainly could be a pick for the Eagles tonight. Let's listen to Ross on Walter Nolan. Is he good enough that the Giants should hitch their wagon to him or not?
James, my fault.
No, he's not.
Stop, James. Let's get to, my fault. We're going to get back to that in one moment. Let's go to the phones right now, 215-592-9494. We'll get back to that audio in a second. Let's get to Gary in Whitehall right now. Gary, good morning.
Good morning. How you guys doing today?
Good, buddy.
Awesome, Gary.
Yeah, you know, this baseball team, first of all, the team itself is disheartening.
Yep.
The manager is delusional. And the president of operations is disappointing.
Yep, I agree with that.
I mean, it's a total letdown. There's no heart. They're just going through the motions. I mean, this is bad. It's just like Sixers-ish.
Yeah, I mean, look, it's not what Sixers became this year, who was one of the worst in basketball. But the fact, Gary, that the Phillies are 48-50 in their last 98, that smacks me in the face this morning.
And that they're going unlikable. You know, they are. Yes. Like, they are not. They are certainly not as likable as they used to be.
I agree
with
that.
That's for damn sure.
I agree with that.
You're absolutely correct. So can we get on something good here? And,
sure.
It's a good thing that the Phillies aren't playing today because it's draft day. So we got something good going.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Well, we do. And by the way, we're going to have huge coverage tonight, in part because there's no Phillies game for us to air tonight. Huge WIP coverage, draft coverage. I mean, to a certain extent, draft coverage starts right now, but the actual draft show starts at 6 o'clock, and it's going to be a mixture of all sorts of people, from Rob Ellis to Ike to Fritz to Hugh to Elliot. A lot of personalities here on WIP, all going to be part of this program. 6 to midnight tonight. So be tuned 6 to midnight for great local coverage of what's going on with the draft.
Yeah, Walter Nolan is the name I'm looking at. So is Spears. I mean, definitely you got to go with the trenches. If Walker is there from Georgia,
probably won't be. He could be more of a trade-up guy, but he's another possibility for sure. All right, Gary, give me an answer. A notable last.
Season 9, episode 24, the finale. Seinfeld.
Sure.
Absolutely. I didn't love it. It is notable. I found it annoying, but,
it's very notable.
It's very notable. And then Curb had their final episode, similar in nature, kind of playing off that. All right, let's get to this thing on Walter Nolan. Ross Tucker talking about Walter Nolan recently. How good is he, and what kind of fit would he be for the Eagles?
Yeah, I mean, he's pretty much as gifted as anyone. There's a reason why he was the number one overall prospect coming out of high school. I think if you watch him in college, it's kind of up and down. There are times where you can watch a few plays and say, this guy's Jalen Carter. This guy should be a top 10 pick. But then there's too many other plays where the consistency is just not there. I think that the Eagles embrace the opportunity to get talented, inconsistent guys and make them more consistent. I think that's sort of been one of the themes the last couple of years. I would be surprised if he's still there at 32. You know, there's only so many guys that have the gifts in their body that Walter Nolan possesses, and guys like that do not last until the end of the first round.
John, when we go to bed tonight, we the collective Philadelphia Eagles fan, when we go to bed tonight, if the Eagles have Walter Nolan, should we be happy?
Yes. I hope that he is one of the however many, 26, 27. I'm just putting a number on however many first round grades that Howie thinks there are out there.
Right.
I'm just praying that Walter Nolan is in that group. I sort of feel like the names that we talk about, you know, you become attached to them little bit because you project. You know, like I think of Walter Nolan next to Jalen Carter, and I think, man, the way that he can penetrate, like how on earth can anyone block him? And then Nolan Smith coming off the edge, if you got those two inside next to one another, I love the way that feels. And so you get attached to this, I don't know, fairy tale pretend world that includes this first round pick that is now, you know, after you know, tonight playing for some other team, most likely. It's weird how you get attached to guys. But I'm excited to get attached to someone like, I don't know, Jalen Walker, one of these guys that just seems so uniquely gifted.
He's a trade-up guy, right?
Off ball. Yeah. Well, yeah, I don't know.
Probably.
Maybe he's that tweener who, again, like our second round pick last year, it really did feel like people didn't know for sure that Cooper DeJean could cover the way he needed to be the lockdown nickel cornerback. Yeah. So a little bit too big to cover, a little bit too, you know, tight in the hips to be able to run with elite slot wide receivers. They were all wrong. I think, you know, if this team identifies Jalen Walker as a guy who can do it all, cover off the ball as a linebacker and get on the edge and blitz, holy cow, that versatility. This is the kind of guy you can feature in some packages. Mm-hmm. And again, a player that they can just say to the rest of the team, hey, what's he like? What's he like, guys? How do you like playing with him? And the word is, he is the leader. So we'll see what happens.
Yeah, for sure.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.